And we don't have too many folks here yet, but we're going to get started. And I'm excited to be here always. Our mini set performer, Alex Rosewicks, is here. He'll be on at 7:30. And at 8, we have a wonderful comedic performer, Dan Hart. And at 8:30, we have Yanni Bateau, who can also be very humorous, but was a delightful performer who plays banjo and sings all kinds of things. And running sound tonight, we have our volunteer, Ira Grauman, back there, and he's recording everybody. And we have assisting him, Dan Senny, right here. Give me a hand. And then introducing the open mic performers, we have John McLean back there, strapping on his guitar. So for the open micers, it's going to be a two-song night. And we're going to start by having Dan perform. And Dan is a wonderful songwriter. He also covers a lot of tunes, performs alone, but also a lot with his wife, Faith, as a duo. And they also have their own open mic, which he can tell you about. So a big welcome for Dan Senny.
Thank you. The library open mic, the Bolton Library open mic, is now third Wednesdays. We moved it from Tuesdays to Wednesdays in anticipation of this open mic moving to Tuesdays at some point. But it's an unplugged open mic in a nice room, good listening audience. We do a two-song first round followed by a song circle, jam circle. So it's a fun evening. So this is a really new piece that I wrote for the songwriters in the round that we host in Hudson. The audience chooses a prompt each month, and everybody writes a song to that prompt. This prompt was paper. I wrote a song about a town that I lived in as a child. Stephen Crane and his mill made the paper, engraved by Paul Revere, banknotes to fund the war. Stephen's son headed west some years later to the Berkshire Hills, where his mill's still endures. Cotton scraps make the finest paper. No trees are used, no forest cleared. Through the workers' skill and labor, the paper is far and wide revered. This town made its mark in paper, where the Housatonic River flows. Honest wages paid for honest labor. Craftsmanship known the world around. Heaven in the Berkshires, the slogan reads. People go to church and baseball games. Lawns are neat and tidy. The streets are lined with trees. A quiet little town despite the fame. Folks used to write letters Crane and Company stationery. Now they call or send a text. Wedding invitations still need the finest printing, but currency is the company's cash cow. This town still turns cotton into money. Those greenbacks in your wallet started here. Dalton makes the paper for the country. All started with Stephen Crane and Paul Revere. This old town made its mark in paper, where the Housatonic River flows. Honest wages paid for honest labor. Craftsmanship known the world around. honest wages paid for honest labor. Craftsmanship known the world around. Thank you. I spent part of my childhood in Dalton, Massachusetts, and they do, in fact, make all of the paper for paper money in this country and 41 other countries in the world. And it was interesting to research it, having lived there and known some of the history when I grew up. But I guess a few years back, they tried to give the contract to somebody else, and the other company tried to make the paper, and partway through the year, when they still hadn't produced anything, they called up Cranes and said, "Help!" And Cranes got to make it again. So, thank you. Several years ago, we took a drive, which we've done many times now, to St. Andrews, New Brunswick. We have a cousin who lives up there, at least in the summertime. We discovered that it's a really long way across Maine. You drive up forever on 95, and then you take a right onto the airline road, which goes up and down through the hills, and there's nothing for several hours. So this is what we listened to while we drove across the mountains and saw pretty much nothing. So we were having fun listening to the radio, but with something a little different. Just another drive, one boring road, headed out to play for some lost souls. Late at night, static on the radio. No stations here and miles left to go. But the iPod's loaded. Bigger stuff. Our friends are the ones to see us through. So as we're out there racking up the miles, we've got our friends along to make us smile. 'Cause the iPod's loaded with the music of our friends, playing songs we love as we drive round the bend. We'll surely miss you when we're far from home. With your songs on shuffle, really not alone. 'Cause the iPod's loaded with the music of our friends.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. One more hand for Dan Senney.